This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Wilmington had a boys' choir back in the 20th century through the 1990s. Sandy Arante used to direct that choir until she shifted gears to create the Girls' Choir of Wilmington. No one picked up the baton for boys until Ronnie Wise came to town 4 years ago to become the music director at St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
I was actually going through some boxes in a closet at St. Paul's when I first started. I started in September, and this would have been probably November of 2013. And so I was going through boxes and ran across photo albums that said WBC on them. And so I looked through them, and it was all of these archives of concert programs and photographs and tours of what was the Wilmington Boys Choir. And the church was looking for some outreach opportunities, and I spoke to the rector about this. It was actually Christmas Eve when I talked to her, and so she said, well, let's get through Christmas Eve first, and then we'll talk about this. So we did, and we formed an exploratory committee just to find out if it would be even feasible to get this up and running again. The boys' choir had really been out for about 15 years. And we decided that it would be feasible to start the boys' choir back.
Boys join the choir through audition and are eligible to sing in the choir from 9 years old through voice change. I asked Ronnie if boys ever try to hide changes in their voices as puberty takes over.
We do have that happen, yeah. And surprisingly, they can hang on to it. Even after their voice changes, they can hang on to the soprano sound for a while. So it's not, you're not immediately out. You can usually make it through the season. But we do have some who are approaching that age. And so that's why we're always hoping to get new boys in. It's a little different than the girls' choir, because the girls' choir can hang on to the girls for a long time, you know, all the way through high school. But for us, it's that brief period of time that the voice is going to be just perfect. And so we always talk to parents about that. If there are sports and other activities, we say you can play baseball for the rest of your life, but you have a short window in which your voice will sound like this.
The Wilmington Boys Choir is performing next Saturday, June 3rd, at Winter Park Presbyterian Church. The performance begins at 7 o'clock.
We have a lot of really interesting pieces on this program, one being One Voice by Barry Manilow. The boys really love that piece. There are certain ones that they just automatically cling to, and that seems to be one of the ones. It's a really beautiful piece. Another piece they really enjoy is Sir Arthur Sullivan's The Lost Chord. Also, John Rutter's Lord of the Dance. That seems to be another one that's very popular. So all of those pieces are on this spring concert.
That was Ronnie Wise, director of the Wilmington Boys Choir. Find details about the June 3rd performance at Winter Park Presbyterian and information about the Boys Choir Summer Camp at whqr.org.